Thank you. Maybe I'll start by addressing the issue of defining defining autonomy. It is clear that it's a contested notion, and experts disagree on what are the actual determinant of what at what level we can consider a system or functioning autonomous. The most obviously, like, we can see automation as a spectrum with autonomy at the higher end, and one maybe the one defining characteristic would be the ability of the system to define to basically define choose select between different possibilities to achieve a goal. And so it would be possible. We have to bear in mind that an autonomous system will always be pre-programmed, so it would be based on a specific representation of the world that the programmers would have designed, and then the system would have the ability to choose within that framework a way to achieve the goal. So to some extent, it's possible to foresee the behavior of a system at the holistic level, but it's not possible to foresee all individual action of the system in a given context. So that introduces a dimension of unpredictability, but and that is why autonomy today is so problematic when introduced in complex situation. So we are not sure of how the system will react to unforeseen situation. So the use of autonomy today is done in situation where basically it's easy to foresee what's going to happen. There's no civilians. It's only intended to target at very specific type of material targets. So. And I just want to follow up on the comment by the Japanese delegation that was a really interesting question. That's my personal view. I think it's having a technical driven approach to the definition, to focus on the technical aspect, might be problematic since we, as I just said, it's difficult to actually define at what level we consider a system or autonomous. In my view, I think and I think I would agree with the RCRC that it's interesting to have a functional approach to autonomy and to look at when autonomy or automation is applied to user force, when a machine is able to select and attack a target without human supervision. And then I would like to relate to the Indian comment. I think we have to bear in mind that from a military perspective, the value of an autonomous or system that has an autonomous or automated targeting process, its value will depend on the ecology of the system, in what situation it's intended to be used, again, what kind of targets, in what kind of environment. So it requires to have a dynamic approach or an understanding of how the system works in its environment. It's not enough to just look at the capabilities of the systems on its technical characteristics. And that's why it's important to discuss standard operating procedures and to know, for what weapons, how it is supposed to be used, and also what will be the... Yeah. And also it stressed the importance of conducting legal reviews, because these are such a process could actually define the bounds within which a weapon can be used. Thank you.